الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه، ثبت من مغفرة من عائله انه التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا يا كريم واغفر لنا يا كريم واغفر لنا يا كريم، واحفظ لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الرب يا الله الاله يا الله الجاهل يا الله الباطن يا الله هذه بشرته من الله تعالى. فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، فأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين، اشهدنا يا شفيع المذنبين في رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أردنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض وجبال وآبينهم يحملنها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem, we have offered our trust to the heaven and earth and to the mountains, but they refused to take it and were afraid of it, and man took it, although he is sinful and foolish. What is this trust? How is it that the heaven and the earth and the mountains are afraid to take it, and man, sinful and stupid that he is, he dares to take it? Heaven without the sun shining from heaven, we won't be alive, neither anything else. Without the rain coming from heaven, nothing will grow, and the earth will turn into desert. The air which we breathe comes from heaven, and the earth in which we abide, we work on it, we walk on it, we are fed by it, we pass our lives through it. And the mountains with all the gold and the jewels and the silver in it, they are afraid to take it. But man, stupid and sinful that he is, he dares to take it. What is that trust of Allah Ta'ala which man took, and the mountains and the earth and the heavens didn't dare to take? Allah Ta'ala said again in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We surely honored the children of Adam. Allah does not say that He honors the heavens and earth and the mountains. Hazreti Celaleddin Rumi says that there is only one thing and only one thing we as believers should never forget. And there is one thing and only one thing that we as believers we have to do. We can forget everything else, or we can rule the world, be the greatest scientist, the greatest man of knowledge. But if we don't do that one thing, all the rest is nothing. And we said it is that trust of Allah Ta'ala which we have to find and which we have to do. And he points to the following ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنْفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. الله تعالى says that He bought from believers themselves and all what they possess as the price of Jannah. Ourselves, this body, this mind, this tongue, this spirit, this life, all what I know, all that I think I possess, my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my home, my car, my thoughts, my feelings, my aspirations, all Allah Ta'ala has bought and the price of paradise. What does it mean that I am totally sold? Every cell of me, every thought of me, every word which comes from my mouth, and all what I possess, I am bought by my Lord in return of the Jannah. I have no self anymore. I have no past or future anymore. I have no wife and children anymore. I have no life anymore. I sold it. But I bought the Jannah. What is the conclusion? That is the trust. Hazrat Mardana says, The trust is of being the servant of Allah Ta'ala totally, selflessly. Every bit of you, every minute of you, every gram of you belongs to Him. And whatever you say, whatever you think, whatever you do, belongs to Him. When we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and I witness that my prophet is a slave, is a property of Allah Ta'ala's first, then His messenger, prophet, second. Now, inshallah, all praise to Allah Ta'ala, in a few days we will be entering the blessed month of Ramadan, in which Allah Ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi said, fasting during Ramadan is for me. And I am the one who will give its reward. Whatever else which we do in this life, day and night, for 90 years, I have been working for this flesh. I have been feeding it, caressing it, resting it, kissing it. I have been amusing it. I have been housing it. I have been dressing it day and night. So are you. None of it is for the one who created this flesh, which in no time is going to be a yucky, stinky, awful food for worms and black flies and scorpions in the tomb. Have I done today for Allah's sake? I ask you to ask yourself. Who do I belong to? I ask you to ask yourself. Am I one for the believer, which Allah Ta'ala has bought me and all what I possess in return of paradise? But this month of Ramadan, which is coming in 2 days, is one thing which we do during the year, which is, or could be, as Allah Ta'ala said, for His sake. For His sake, I don't eat, and I don't drink, and I don't sleep for a whole month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith says that I have some time in the presence of my Lord that He gives me food to eat and water to drink. I remember years ago that my Shaykh Muzaffaruddin Ashqi Rahmatullah Alayh at one iftar, he said, I am not hungry. It was a summer Ramadan like this. You are Shaykh, you are not hungry. No, he said, towards the end of the day, I fell asleep for a while. And I was fed and offered drinks of such delight that I cannot put a thing in my mouth. We spend all our lives to fear this threat. But there is another food, another drink, which we haven't tasted yet. This flesh, which we devote all our lives to, is our animal of burden. It's a donkey which we ride. And this world which we are so involved with is its stable. In Ramadan, we live a whole month something which our body dislikes. No food, no water, no fun, no love making, no sleep at night. But we experience something which we should do all the time. Doing something for our honor, not for ourselves. So inshallah, maybe this Ramadan, instead of thinking of the iftar the whole day, of thinking of ourselves, of our hunger, of our sleeplessness, if we could just forget ourselves and the interests and the needs of this temporal flesh, and truly fast for Allah's sake. Maybe the food which we eat during the iftar is not going to be the food which we usually eat. Maybe it will have another taste. maybe it will not be the food or the flesh, but maybe then it will feed our soul. Therapy.